Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast series. And we are here today with Paige Hargis. Hey, Paige.
Hi. Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. So we're going to talk today about safety in the home, fall prevention, all that kind of stuff. But first, can you introduce yourself? And your title is a mouthful. So tell us what you do.
That's a fact. I work for the trauma service at Scripps Memorial Hospital, La Jolla, and I'm the injury prevention and community outreach coordinator.
Okay, great. So way qualified to talk about safety in the home. We'll focus it on care partners. So when somebody is diagnosed with Parkinson's and is living with a spouse, a relative, a friend, whatever it is, who is going to be in a position of having to help take care of this person as Parkinson's progresses a little bit, let's just look at like the very first things that people should do in their home, even before symptoms really dig in.
Well, I mean, we can get to home safety, but I think that probably the first and most important thing is to really involve the patient in the discussion. And we know that there's four key things that you can do to reduce your risk of falling. And the number one thing that you can do is to speak up and to really have those conversations, not only with the healthcare provider and the patient and the family members, and any other caregivers that are brought into the home.
So one of the things we talked about right before we started recording was patient buy-in. Can you kind of explore that a little bit? Because it seems like without that, it's going to be really hard to manage this.
Well, I can speak from my own life in dealing with that. As I told you earlier, I have six parents over the age of 80 that between my husband and I help to manage their care. And it's a really interesting dynamic because, it's this almost a role reversal in that now the children are helping their parents make decisions versus their whole life. They've been the parent, they've been in control, they've been making the decision. So it's a tenuous balance kind of getting that going. And so what we found is just talking to our parents and just explaining to them that we're not trying to control them or make their world smaller. We want to work with them so that they can maintain their independence and live comfortably as long as possible in their own home.
So let's go back to Parkinson's then for a minute. And what are some of the things that come up for newly diagnosed people, the relationship between the patient and the care partner, and the home and safety and things like that? What do you see just first?
Well, first, that there are some extra things. Like we know with Parkinson's, there's some different things that we need to watch out for as far as with balance and things like that. So I'd say is the first probably thing to do is to take a good look at the home. And there's many home safety checklists available. The CDC has a great one, the Check Your Risk form that's available online. But really, we all can become comfortable in our home environment and kind of maybe become a little blind to what might be right in front of us. I've met people that for 10 years, they've been stepping over a cord that's been running across the walkway for like a lamp or something like that. And then unfortunately that one day happens where they catch their toe on that and they fall. So we want to catch that beforehand. We want them to kind of take one of these checklists and go through every room in their home. Statistically, the bedroom is the number one place that people fall. So a great place to start would be to make sure that the pathways are clear in between the bed and the bathroom, to make sure motion sensing night lights are really great to keep the room dark. And then until you start moving, then that will illuminate. Having a light switch close to the bed is really important. And then kind of on that pathway to the restroom to, have different lighting available. So there's different products that illuminate the toilet itself that once you walk in, it'll illuminate that just to make things more visible. And then the other thing is that's really important is that really conditioning ourselves to slow down. And, you know, what we, when we work with patients, is just that making it a habit before they move in any situation is to just sit up, take a deep breath, pause before we move. And that'll help us get centered. And you know, that can be difficult when you wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, you have some urgency to use the restroom. But it's very important to kind of take that pause and make sure that our feet are ready to go, that we're ready to move, when we want to get up and go.
That's so interesting. I had a very good friend who had a pretty severe stroke, and his life went from a million miles an hour to like 2 miles an hour. But he embraced it, we all embraced it, and it became a new lifestyle for him in a really good way, and found really found the blessing, really found the positive in slowing down. So I think that's really cool. The other thing we were talking about is sense of smell. So sense of smell is one of the things, loss of sense of smell is a symptom of Parkinson's. So, what are some of the things related to that? You know, I mean, we've seen some of this with COVID too, which also has that symptom, but how do you address things like things burning in the house, or is there a way to deal with that?
That's a great question. You know, depending upon, you know, if the person has a caregiver with them, then, you know, obviously there's some safety nets in place. But, you know, I've kind of taught my parents to set alarms on their phone. So they'll set an alarm for, say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, to get that pot of boil, just to, or even using the timer on their stove, right? Just so that they have that sound to remind them that something's going on the stove. But, you know, that's a great point because, you know, fire risk is a huge problem as well. So we want to make sure that people kind of get in the habit of kind of setting up that extra little layer, whether it be a timer or whatever that memory device might be for them.
And smoke alarms and all that stuff, obviously. That's the obvious thing,
Of
right?
course.
Good. So, what else comes to mind? Railings, stairs, stuff like that. What just comes to the top of mind for you about like prepping a home for somebody who may be facing balance issues or stability issues?
Well, definitely the, you know, put installing grab bars into the home, making sure that, because, you know, obviously tile and water, very dangerous situation in both the bathroom and the kitchen. But, you know, just taking the bathroom, for example, many of us have, you know, throw rugs on the floor to absorb that water. And it's widely known that throw rugs are a problem. So, you know, we do want to have things that will gather that moisture, but we need to kind of take that extra step to make sure that they're secure. So there are different ways that you can use like a weighted pad or using a double stick tape to tape down the edges of that rug, and things like that. So there are different products available. Like I said, those checklists are available widely.
So it's interesting. This is a lot of what you don't know, isn't it? What are, let me just ask you one last question. You mentioned the CDC has a checklist on home safety. Are there other resources, particularly in San Diego County, that people can look at?
Definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. So the San Diego County Aging and Independent Services, they have a host of different programs that are available. They have there are agencies within San Diego. Jewish Family Services has a fix-it program that there are income requirements around that for the free services, but nevertheless, there are handy people that can come in the home that will install the grab bars, and, you know, make other adjustments that may be needed. You know, if the person has stairs on the approach to the entrance of the home, they can work to, if you need a ramp or different, having hand railings installed on stairs so that people can safely traverse, you know, from up to the opening of the house. There's different things like on that little, the little when you step over into the house, a lot of times there's a little a step up on that. There's different things that you can put over that, so it's a graduated slope so that we're less likely to catch our toe as we're going over the doorway. So there are a lot of different products available. And if the person lives in North County, there's the Interfaith Services. They do the same thing. They have a program for people that'll come in and actually do a whole home assessment. Also, if the person is working with a physical therapist, they can help them and guide them with the different tools that they may specifically need. But there's also, don't forget, there's occupational therapists that's their job, you know, the activities of daily living, where an occupational therapist can come into the home and make recommendations specifically to their home. You know, and then you even when people don't really think about, like in the kitchen, we want to make sure that the items that they're using, their favorite coffee mug, we want to have that kind of within that box that like that's around from our shoulders and down to our hips. That's our little favorite zone to put things. So a lot of times we just need to work with our family members and ask them to kind of help our kitchens so that those things that we use every day are easily available, because it's so simple to, if we have to reach really high, we might kind of lose our balance and tumble over. God forbid that you're using a step stool to kind of reach some of those things that you're using. And even reaching down low, you know, if we can lose our balance, if we have to reach down and then maybe our blood pressure drops and then we become dizzy and we become at a risk for falling.
So we know with Parkinson's, it takes a village. I think that's one of the most important things. So we will we'll list some of these resources in the show notes. And of course, on the Parkinson's Association website, there's the Resource Center that has a lot of this information in it. So Paige, thank you so much for taking the time. And we really appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will look forward to seeing you or hearing you or listening to you or having you listen to us on the next episode of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcasts. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff.